This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, February 4th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. While 15,000 people were protesting in the streets of Auckland, New Zealand on Wednesday, February 3rd, ministers from 12 countries bordering the Pacific Ocean signed what is probably the biggest trade deal in history. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, known as TPP, will cover 40% of the world's economy. The countries involved include the United States, Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and Mexico. The labor movements in all those countries are opposing the deal, which was negotiated during 5 years of secret negotiations. The organization, which represents those labor movements at the world level, calls the deal a major setback for employment and workers' rights. It is calling on the governments of the 12 countries to not ratify the agreement. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, urged the countries to reject the agreement because, as she told the media, it threatens democracy, social and labor rights, access to public services, and affordable medicines. The TPP, said Ms. Burrow, promotes corporate greed and imposes unjustified and unacceptable costs for workers and communities. The largest national labor center opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership is the AFL-CIO in the United States. Richard Trumka is the AFL-CIO's president. He compares the TPP to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was signed between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico in 1994, a deal that was also opposed by labor organizations.
This agreement is not worthy of the American people and the American worker. This will encourage and give opportunity to foreign investors to attack our laws in ways that no U.S. citizen has. It's specific to corporations in special secret tribunals that they get to access and no American does. That's just not right. It's not good for the country. It's one of the old, tired features of NAFTA, and it's something that should be changed to modernize it and bring it into today's economy. It's a bad trade agreement. It'll hurt everybody in the economy. It doesn't just hurt industrial workers. It hurts professional workers. It hurts teachers. It hurts public workers by doing away with the tax base. Look, since 2000, we've lost 60,000 factories. When a factory closes down in a community, the tax base goes away. The high-paying jobs go away. They're replaced with either low-paying jobs or no jobs at all. That means there's less revenue for government to operate on, less services for the general public, and the entire community loses. That's why this is so important. This is going to cover 40% of the world's economy. And it has a docking provision where they're going to be able to add other countries to this, which means it may be the last trade agreement ever negotiated by the United States.
It is not only labor leaders who oppose the agreement. Many economists are also warning that it will adversely affect workers while further enhancing the power of corporations. Joseph Stiglitz is a Nobel laureate teaching at Columbia University in the U.S.
TPP is being sold as a 21st century trade agenda, the next step forward. It's actually a step backward. And the best way to think about it, it's being sold as free trade, but it's not. It's managed trade. And it's managed for corporate interest. For countries like Canada, Mexico, and Chile, and Peru, that already have an agreement with the United States, they're going to be worse off. For the other countries, they're also going to be worse off particularly because of the provisions about intellectual property and the protecting corporate profits against regulations, which actually even is going to make it more difficult to regulate the economy.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.